Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, Monocle's Georgina Godwin heads to southwest London to visit a wine company that harvests their bounty from urban grapevines across the city. Let's listen in.
What do you do when your backyard grapevines are bursting with life, but your wine glass is decidedly empty? Well, this year, I decided to enlist the help of the Urban Wine Company, a collective who produce vineyard-quality wine, Chateau Tooting, using grapes harvested from gardens across London. I went along to Harvest Day to make my deposit for this year's vintage, and I spoke to Richard Sharp to find out how this novel idea came about.
The reason for starting it was that I went on holiday with the family and you could see that a lot of people had vineyards in France, came back into Tooting and realised that in our gardens, in our neighbourhoods, we had a lot of grapes that were being used by, not by people for winemaking, but generally the grapes were going to waste. So we started off with a small collective, which was neighbours and friends, just seeing if we could produce a wine. And the first year it wasn't very good, but people became quite interested in the idea and it grew from there. And what's happened, for instance, today we've had about 200 people individually bringing grapes. So I think we've achieved about 4 tonnes of grapes, which will make about 2,500 bottles. So it seems to be working well, and the quality of the grapes is variable. So that's how it started, and it's a real community hub, and as you can see, people are continually walking in, and it's a great way. And the wine tastes and looks great, and it's produced locally as well.
I also caught up with Paul Gray, who explained how each year's harvest is slightly different from the last.
The harvest has been down a little, obviously, from last year, apart from a few cases where they've said they've increased it, but they've actually spent a lot of time cultivating it and obviously looking after the grapes.
My harvest was 47 kgs. How does that compare?
That's one of the good ones. That's one of the good ones. Somebody, I think, took in about 55, but a lot were down, unfortunately, on last year. I don't think it's the weather. Just sometimes if you don't cut the grapes back, you know, maybe you've had a good harvest one year, then the next year it's down. So you have to look after the vines, obviously.
So I'm picking up my 3 bottles of fizz. Just describe this lovely label.
Designed by Paul. It's just basically Chateau Tooting. This is the year the grapes were picked, which is 2019. And there's a little description on the back just saying about it's coming from all the local area. The area has expanded. Obviously, we get a few from, rather than the Tooting area, it's a little bit further out nowadays.
I've brought from North London.
Yeah. So it's expanded, but obviously it's collected in Tooting, so that's why we still maintain the Chateau Tooting.
While there, I cornered a few of the amateur vintners to ask why they choose to bring their bounties to southwest London.
My name's Mark Henderson.
Mark, why are you here?
So we did this last year and we managed to get about 6 bottles from that. So we bought the grapes from our back garden that have been growing along the wall that, I don't know why we don't eat them, because they've got pips in and my children don't like grapes with pips. So we brought them here and we made them into wine.
And you do this every year?
This is our second year. So we did it last year because before that our grapevine was new and it hadn't really created any grapes.
So this wine is basically made by mashing together everybody's grapes from all over London. Is it any good? What does it taste like?
It's all right. It's good. It's also, do you know what? It's probably not my favourite rosé, but, you know, that doesn't matter. It's a nice rosé, but also it's a really good present. So basically this is my dad's Christmas present this year. You know, it's something we've made. Not that we had much to do with it. We just picked some grapes. Yeah.
My name is Paul.
And Paul, why are you here?
It's such a fun thing to do. We planted a grapevine a couple of years ago in the garden and never thought anything would come of it. Maybe we'd have a little bunch of grapes to eat once a year. And then we found out about this and it's really fun. I suppose it taps into that kind of craft at home thing as well, doesn't it? So yeah, we joined last year. We brought some grapes down last year, first crop from our new vine. And we've been enjoying some of the wine since then. It's been great. I mean, the first sip was a bit like, oh, that's interesting. But yeah, it's fun and it's a nice present, and it's just, there's something quite nice about sitting under your own grapevine drinking your own grapes.
That interesting taste may come down to Chateau Tooting's slightly different approach to the winemaking process, but as Richard explains, it seems to be getting results.
We just decided initially to pull everything together, and we've got a winery who really know what to do with it. and they seem to be getting better every year. And so it's a selection of grapes. What we are doing this year is we are taking tests on each of the grape varieties just to see if we can identify the unknown varieties as well, because traditionally we've just tended to put everything together and to see how it's come out. But generally we're really pleased with it, and it's in tastings, it's actually out tasted more commercially known wines as well.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Georgina Godwin for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.